For Roman Catholics, Sunday is the most important day of the week because of the resurrection. Therefore, to attend Mass as a Roman Catholic is not an option. It is mandatory. And these are not just Father Jonathan's words. I have the Catechism of the Catholic Church to back me up. And this is from the Catechism. The Sunday celebration of the Lord's Day and His Eucharist is at the heart of the Church's life. Sunday is the day on which the Paschal Mystery is celebrated in light of the apostolic tradition and is to be observed as the foremost holy day of obligation in the universal Church. Those who deliberately fail in this obligation commit a grave sin. Now, some of you might be wondering, why is the Catholic Church so insistent on the compulsory nature of the Sunday liturgy? Lighten up, catechism. I've got other things to do with my life. Come on. 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4, that ain't bad, is it? Surely that's good enough. No, it's not. Because of what Sunday is, and what Sunday is to accomplish in the souls of the faithful. The Sunday Mass is so important that it is like the GPS system of the Christian that orientates our life aright and in turn equips us and calls us to live in the world as people of the resurrection. You see, the Sunday Mass allows us week by week to locate our lives within the context of God's purposes and so live with true meaning and direction. And it's for this reason. It is only the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead that can rightly orientate our lives. Let me explain what I mean by reference to John's gospel. St. John in his gospel is retelling the Genesis story in light of Jesus Christ. Twice in John chapter 20, we are told that the resurrection of Jesus Christ took place on the first day of the week. This detail has theological significance, and this is the significance of this detail. St. John wants his readers to understand that this day, the day of the resurrection, is the start of the new creation. Think back to Good Friday. If Sunday is the first day of the week, Friday is the sixth day of the week. On that day, and it's only in John's gospel that we get this statement from Pilate, on that day, Pilate has Jesus stand before him, and he says, "Behold the man." Now think back to Genesis chapter 1. On which day of the week was mankind created? On the sixth day. Pilate, by designating Jesus as the man, even though he had no idea what he was doing, but God did, is echoing creation. On the cross, John then shows us how Jesus finishes the work the Father had given him to do. And in chapter 19 at verse 20, we have this triumphant declaration, again found only in John, "It is finished." This corresponds again back with Genesis, where God, after creating the universe, we are told, looked at all that he had made and declared, "It is finished." And then, of course, what happens next in Genesis? There is a day of rest, the seventh day. The seventh day. How does that connect with the Easter story? Jesus in the tomb. There he is on Holy Saturday, on that day of rest, resting, then going down amongst the dead to release the faithful dead from Sheol. And so we need to appreciate this profound fact that John so clearly wants us to see, that here in his gospel is not only the retelling of the creation story, but no, he has something much more significant to tell us. He says there is now a new creation. A new creation that is redeeming the old creation. A new creation that has been made possible because Jesus, who had been crucified on the sixth day and the man was on the cross, is now the man who has burst the tomb and is alive forever and ever. For us to live in the light of the resurrection of Christ is to understand that this day has to orientate every other day of our lives. Let me be clear as a pastor. If you neglect Sunday and see it just as one of the 7 days of the week, you will forget your true identity. You will forget your true destiny. You will forget why you are here. But if we understand that this is the GPS, this is what orientates our lives, then our Monday to Saturday lives will be governed not by the old creation, but by this new creation. This has great implications for us. If, as we weekly remember, our true orientation is those who belong to the new creation, established by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we can then be equipped and called to live the rest of our lives as witnesses to the resurrection. Now, perhaps you know that this word witness in Greek is the word martyr. And thanks be to God that most of us are not going to have to be martyrs in the sense of having to give up our lives. But you are going to be asked to be a martyr by giving up at least an hour of your Sunday. And you're going to be asked to be a martyr to live as Catholics in the world that are not going to be embarrassed about being Catholics. You're going to live in the world as Catholics who recognize that the only way the Catholic Church can continue to profess and clearly live out the truth of this message is if we are orientated and grounded in Jesus Christ. And there is no time in our lifetimes where we need Catholic witnesses, Catholic martyrs, more than today. Our society is increasingly moving into a pagan and a godless direction. And it is only those people who are orientated aright in Christ because they've got their GPS turned on and that they are attending Mass, that they will be given the courage, that they will be given the wisdom, that they will be given the wherewithal to witness to the resurrection. Please understand this about the earliest Christians. The only reason the church got going was because after they had seen Jesus dead, they saw him alive. And it was the clear experience of meeting Jesus, the resurrected Christ, that then gave to the early church the courage to do everything that they did. And at the heart of what they did, they were witnesses. They were martyrs. Everything in their life, everything was governed and orientated to the resurrection. Can you say that about your life? Can I say that about my life? Can St. Peter say that about our collective life? This is what we're called to. This is what this Sunday is all about. St. Paul understood this implication of the resurrection and speaks about it repeatedly in his letters. In this morning's epistle from Corinthians, the blessed apostle calls us to get rid of the yeast of malice and wickedness. And as a Jew, yeast is symbolic with evil. Yeast is symbolic with the old creation. And he's saying, get rid of all of that. And he says, now, as a people who are in Christ, that we are to live in such a way that the old leaven of malice and wickedness is to be done away with so that our lives can be marked by the qualities of sincerity and truth. Oh, so along with the Mass is that other really important sacrament, confession. Because it's there that we get rid of the old yeast. It's there that we get rid of the wickedness and malice. It's there that God, through Christ, can work in our lives to bring about that transformation so we become sincere and truthful. So let me conclude with this. When you choose to make the Sunday Mass the non-negotiable in your week, and by the way, we have 6 times here at St. Peter's when you can come to Mass, four times on Sunday. So we want to help you with this. That when you make this the non-negotiable in your week, you can then take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work life, your walking around life, as a place to give God room to work. As you embrace what God does for you, you can offer yourself to Him as witnesses. Easter declares to us that we are not to be so well adjusted to our culture that we are fitting into its way of thinking. Instead, as we fix our attention on God, we will be changed from the inside out. The church tells us that it is the Sunday Mass where every week we celebrate the resurrection, and this is key to your transformation, to my transformation, and to the transformation of this church. This is why the Sunday celebration of the Lord's Day and His Eucharist is at the heart of the church's life. And I pray that if for whatever reason it has not been at your heart, it will become ever more so. And if it is at the heart of your life, God bless you, and may you see ever more clearly what a good choice you have made to make Mass priority number 1 on Sunday.